You're listening to Fearless Broadcasting News, brought to you by members of 12160.org. Today's top story is: Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. Look behind the balaclava of many a self-proclaimed anarchist and you'll find a statist thug. Paul Joseph Watson. PrisonPlanet.com. Friday, April 2, 2010. Given the past history of how so-called anarchist groups are so easily infiltrated and provocateured by the authorities to commit meaningless acts of violence that only serve to discredit political causes, we should be alarmed by the possibility that anarchist plans to crash the Tea Party's will present the perfect opportunity for the establishment to create a flashpoint with which to demonize constitutionalists as unruly extremists. According to leading anarchist website InfoShock News, on April 15, thousands of right-wingers will attend rallies in cities and towns across the United States. The organizers of this nationwide day of protest call it a Tea Party. This Tea Party movement that emerged only a year ago is a coalition of conservatives, anti-Semites, fascists, libertarians, racists, constitutionalists, militiamen, gun freaks, homophobes, Ron Paul supporters, Alex Jones conspiracy types, and American flag wavers, emphasis added. In one paragraph, the so-called anarchists had regurgitated wholesale the exact same rhetoric that the corporate-owned media, their supposed adversaries, had been spewing ceaselessly for months on end. That anyone who opposes big government, which is what anarchists are supposed to do, is a racist and an extremist, while also lying about the origins of the Tea Party, which in fact was started by Ron Paul supporters as early as 2007. The anarchists' primary reason for wanting to crash Tea Party demonstrations, because if the Tea Party movement takes over this country, they will really hurt poor people by getting rid of social programs like food stamps, unemployment benefits, disability benefits, student aid, free health care, etc., is completely at odds with the traditional anarchist political doctrine of extremely limited or no government whatsoever. As Kurt Nemo points out, these people are not anarchists at all, they are statists, teenage socialist punks who like to call themselves workers, but a good portion of whom in fact probably never worked a day in their life. They make four perfect pulpits through which the establishment can manipulate to demonize its real political adversaries. Apparently, the bizarro world of corporate media-dominated political propaganda has infected the anarchists, at least the InfoShock variety, who now sound like Democrats. Once upon a time, anarchism was a political philosophy that stood in opposition to government. The term anarchism derives from the Greek anarchos, meaning without rulers, but apparently the InfoShock strain of anarchist has deviated from the original definition. They now appear to be indistinguishable from state-loving progressives who also consider libertarian Tea Party activists anti-Semites, fascists, libertarians, racists, constitutionalists, militiamen, gun freaks, homophobes, Ron Paul supporters, Alex Jones conspiracy types, and American flag wavers. Note the pairing of fascists and libertarians in the above. Libertarians are the polar opposite of fascists. All within the state, nothing outside the state, nothing against the state, said the grand daddy of fascism, Benito Mussolini. Does this sound like libertarianism? Anarchists were at the front in the battle against fascism in Spain. Italian anarchists played a key role in the anti-fascist organization Ardita del Popolo that went up against Mussolini's blackshirts. But that was then and this is now. Now so-called anarchists specialize in making anti-war demonstrations look like a rerun of the Days of Rage. In 1969, anarchists think they are fighting the state by smashing windows at McDonald's and providing the corporate media with scary images of black-clad youths trashing bank lobbies. As we have constantly warned, The latter half of April represents the most dangerous time period for when we can expect violence to be staged or provocateured, which will instantly be blamed on Tea Partiers, libertarians and constitutionalists. A brief history of how anarchist groups have been infiltrated and steered by authorities to commit mayhem and violence in order to justify a crackdown on free speech and the right to assemble has never been more prescient. We have documented numerous different occasions where the Black Bloc anarchists were completely infiltrated by the authorities to provide a pretext for a police state crackdown. A recent example occurred at last year's G20 summit in Pittsburgh, where footage showed three burly older men who looked completely out of place with black bandanas over their face walking alongside young protesters during a march against police brutality in a YouTube clip entitled G20 Epic Undercover Police Veil. The clip would be hilarious if it was not so disturbing. Protesters walking behind what are obviously badly disguised cops claim they broke cameras and acted aggressively towards genuine protesters, as well as carrying gas canisters, during a peaceful demonstration on the same night. Riot cops savagely attacked protesters with batons and rubber bullets while also assaulting and arresting students who weren't even part of the demonstration. At the WTO protests in Genoa 2001, a protester was killed after being shot in the head and run over twice by a police vehicle. The Italian Carabinieri also later beat on peaceful protesters as they slept, and even tortured some, at the Gioia school. It later emerged that the police fabricated evidence against the protesters, claiming they were anarchist rioters, to justify their actions. Some Carabinieri officials have since come forward to say they knew of infiltration of the so-called Black Bloc anarchists, and that fellow officers acted as agent provocateurs. At the Free Trade Area of America's protests in Miami in late November 2003, more provocateuring was evident. The United Steelworkers of America, calling for a congressional investigation, stated that the police intentionally caused violence and arrested and charged hundreds of peaceful protesters. The USWA suggested that billions of dollars supposedly slated for Iraq reconstruction funds are actually being used to subsidize homeland repression in America. The leadership of the Black Bloc has been completely usurped by the authorities, and anyone who still professes to be a member of the group is either supremely naive or completely stupid. To dress up like terrorists, all in black with ski masks and bandanas, like the police, immediately sends out a negative message to the watching public and demonizes legitimate protesters. The fact that many Tea Party members have seemingly taken the bait makes a potential flashpoint all the more likely. As Raw Story reports, some Tea Partiers have implied that they will resort to violence if the anarchists get in their way. Be aware, anarchists, you will be hugely outnumbered, writes Rick Mercer at Fox Nation. You won't have the numbers you like to help yourself feel anonymous, and some of us do legally carry concealed weapons to protect our rights. Make my day, punk. Of course, only complete idiots or federal provocateurs could think that engaging in violence would further their cause. This is exactly what the establishment wants. They want to see fights between anarchists and Tea Partiers so that the police can have the excuse to crack the heads of both groups, and the footage can later be replayed over and over on the news and cited to characterize any dissent as violent and unruly. This provides the much-cherished agitprop the system will exploit to demonize its political enemies. Do not engage in violence of any kind. Turn the other cheek. The establishment hates credible, peaceful political rallies that stick to the message rather than falling victim to the tricks of violent provocateurs. If you are attending a rally later this month, make sure you take video cameras and plenty of batteries. If anyone tries to start violence, get it on tape, and you may soon find that, just as happened in Quebec, the perpetrators are a lot less anarchist and more statist than you would have imagined, and in many cases are working directly for the state itself. You have been listening to Fearless Broadcasting News brought to you by members of 12160.org, the best anti-New World Order network on the planet. Please join us today and thank you for listening.